The Strait of Hormuz is closed again. That's the message from Tehran less than 24 hours after Iran announced a temporary reopening of the strategic waterway. The British military says Iranian gunboats have fired on a tanker off the coast of Oman without any radio warning. Other merchant vessels report receiving radio messages from Iran's navy not to pass. Tehran says it's responding to a continued U.S. blockade of Iranian ports, calling it a violation of the ceasefire. Hundreds of ships remain stranded in the Gulf, waiting to pass through the strait, which handles about 20% of global oil and liquefied natural gas. Well, Friday's announced opening of the strait came on the heels of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal in Lebanon after more than a month of war between Israel and Hezbollah. Displaced people have started to return to their homes in southern Lebanon, causing traffic jams on some highways. While the ceasefire officially remains in place, it is fragile. Israel's army says it struck southern Lebanon after Hezbollah militants approached its troops. Elsewhere, a French soldier has been killed and three others injured in an attack on peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Lebanon's government says it's preparing for the first direct negotiations with Israel in decades. Hezbollah responded by saying the talks did not concern them, labeling them a failure.